Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Think me nuts, but I'm picking an upset in Blacksburg. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. I was as critical as anyone of the beatdown by East Carolina last week. No shame in losing to a talented Pirates team, but I didn't like all the excuses coming out after the game. We weren't ready to play, we took them too lightly, blah, blah, blah. I said, put your tails between your legs and go back to work. Well, without spying on practice from the law school library and actually having little quantifiable data to base this on, I believe the Tar Heels will spring an upset at Virginia Tech. They already have the worst record in the ACC, 1-3, the only team in the league with a single victory to date, and I just cannot imagine a Larry Fedora team falling to 1-4. So, think me nuts, but here's why. Virginia Tech is a much easier team to game plan for on defense. After preparing for Georgia Tech's triple option and ECU spread you out, run and pass attack, Virginia Tech is a piece of cake, relatively speaking. Pretty bad offense, actually, in the bottom half of the ACC in every statistical yardage category. The Hokies have one offensive player to worry about, 6'6 senior quarterback Logan Thomas, who throws the ball a lot, but not for a lot of yardage. That means the UNC defense doesn't have to worry about getting beat over the top as much as crowding the line of scrimmage and containing Thomas's runs and the receivers breaking free with short passes. So a big priority will be on open field tackling, which frankly can't get any worse than the last three halves of football. The Hokies are 4-1 with two wins over Western Carolina and Marshall in triple overtime. Yes, they've gotten better and have that great upset at Georgia Tech, which ironically still leaves Carolina in the Coastal Division picture. If the Heels can upset Vitek, they will have 12 days to prepare for Miami coming to Chapel Hill. Carolina can and will score points against Virginia Tech, despite the ACC's leading total defense. So the key is really holding the Hokes to, say, 21 points. I think that can and will happen. There's an old coaching adage that says a good team is most dangerous after hitting rock bottom. Clearly, the Tar Heels are down there. Now they must prove they're a good team. I think they can and will Saturday. This is Archansky. See ya.